أسبل طارح طاعد
لسه في حركة طالب
المدى الجائزة لأداء تحية العلم رفيق المشرف
مجموعة بابي لا تحرك أستاذ تحت علم إلى العلم
أنا حيدر صالح مدير مدرسة السيدة زينب الأولى طبعاً أنا
My name is Haydar Saleh. I am the principal of Her Highness's Zainab Primary School. I am originally from Palestine, from the Gaza Sef region. I studied in Syria and grew up there and lived there my entire life.
مستقبلي كله طبعاً كان في هذا القطر. طبعاً نحن من فلسطين من قضاء صفد
My father, along with a large number of Palestinian captives, sought refuge in Syria, and we were destined to reside in the Zainabia region.
وكان من نصيب الأهل أن يسكنوا في مخيم السيدة زينب.
I have returned from the front just recently. When I got dispatched to the front, my family worried a great deal for me. But there are things that matter more, such as Hussein's and other martyrs' souls. We have to continue their way, and to bear up is more important than the family. Bearing up in general, whether it is in Syria or in Palestine. We bear up and fight for the sake of the martyrs. In order to prevent others' aggression against our families.
I studied Arabic and taught it for many years until I became the school principal. The school was inoperative for a long time due to the missiles that hit it, launched by the terrorists from regions under their control. The Syrian educational system was more advanced than the other Arabic countries. But in this cruel war, due to the Takfiri's excommunicative way of thinking, a dreadful influence was imposed on the minds of students at all academic levels, and some of them were affected by those imposed thoughts.
My name is Khaled. Khaled Mohammed Yusuf, born 1989. I live in the vicinity of Lady Zainab Sanctuary. I am originally from Salahiyah in Palestine. We are Palestinian refugees. We sought refuge here before I was born. Of course, it was because of the enemy, the Zionist regime, which is killing off the people. Thus, we sought refuge in Syria.
I'm Basmi Muhammad Yusuf, born 1983. My family took refuge in 1949. I'm sister to two martyred brothers, Basim Yusuf and Hussein Yusuf, and also widow to the martyred Muhammad Ahmed Zahir. Basim was very kind. All my brothers are kind, but Basim used to understand me better than the others. If something were to disturb me, he was the first one to take notice of it. Basim used to be my husband's intimate friend too. Even as a child, he used to come to see us, and he would never lose contact. He was very friendly, and if ever I was annoyed, he would be the first person to sit. Basim was very kind. Basim was very calm. When they sent Khaled on a mission, I get very worried because two of my brothers have been martyred, and I'm afraid that I might hear one day that my third brother has been martyred too. Therefore, when I hear that he has been sent on a mission, I get worried. I constantly ask my mother, what has happened to Khaled? Where is he right now? And I am constantly on my mobile phone calling to find out where he is. I am very anxious for him. For him and many other young men that I know, such as my nephew and my other brothers, who are also soldiers.
سحر محمد الحسن من جولان انا اصلي سوري من تولد 15/2
My name is Sahar Mohammed Hassan from Jolan, originally Syrian, wife of Bassam Mohammed Youssef, mother of three, two boys and a daughter.
ام لخمس اطفال ثلاث اطفال بين ولدين وبنت حاليا انا مقيمه
Right now, I'm living just to the east of Sayyida Zainab Shrine. After I finished my studies at the bachelor degree level, I got married to the martyr Basim in an old camp.
من دراستي درست للبكالوريا. بعد البكالوريا تأهلت دغري.
الشهيد حسين إجا خطأ.
Hussein was my cousin, my aunt's son. He asked me to marry him. Our relationship was no deeper than mere greetings to each other. Although he was my cousin, they came as suitors. But I hesitated because I was studying for my bachelor's degree. However, it always pleased me to see him. Nevertheless, I told my mother that I wanted to continue my studies. My mother said that they are a decent family and his mother is your aunt. We had that experience. My husband got martyred. My brothers Hussein and Basim got martyred too. Many in our family, including cousins on both my mother's and my father's sides, were martyred. That is why when Nabil and Khaled and my sister's son Salman go on a mission, I get very worried.
فكم سرقت منا أجمل اللحظات ولم ترحم شبابا.
Have no mercy, neither on the young, nor on the old and white-haired. Alas for the dawn in which I wake up, moaning and lamenting, in which I pray to the Almighty, urging Him to free me from this pain, since He is the hope of the hopeless. He is the God of heaven and earth, and my only hope in life. Alas, for having lived in exile in a foreign land, with no one knowing who you are. And you answer my question in your solitude, but alas, wish those days would be back.
وفي قرارة روحك تعرف الجواب آه لو ترجع الأيام. يا أطفال العالم، يا أطفال العالم، شايف رقصة جميلة وهيك ومرتب. وعلى كمان أغنية توت توت ما
أسلم ما يتمنى الخير لهذا البلد
ومن باب الوفاء ومن باب أن القضية واحدة طب هذا الكلام أنت بتحكيه
يا ريت تعال
نحن بنسمع
والله أنا الصراحة مو
لا تفضلي بدك تقعدي هون
ينجي
نعم
خجلانين محمد إسلام
محمد إسلام محمد نور غريب محمد إسلام أجرى من سؤال جميل بالحقيقة نحن دائما
You brought up an interesting point. In fact, you're always reminding our children of Palestine. We tell them that it is true that we live in a beautiful country to which we owe a lot, but we have a homeland called Palestine. Either in the form of a poem or a song or something else that can teach a child about his or her homeland. We encourage him to write because Palestine should be alive in their hearts, minds, and conscience. We have learned the love for Palestine from our fathers, and we teach it to our children. In fact, Palestine doesn't belong only to Palestinians, but to the entire Muslim world. My father used to live in Palestine. He was a farmer. My grandfather used to hunt. Whenever our family gathers, we narrate the stories that my father and grandfather once told.
أقوم بالحديث عن ذكريات والدي وجدي التي سمعتها منهما.
هلا احنا بيت معنا. يعني احنا ساكنين.
Here we don't live in a home. We live in a hotel. They could throw us out whenever they want. We can't stay in the streets, can we? Our house was destroyed by a car bomb that went off near to it. The armed militants of the Al-Nusra Front and its followers, such as the Saudis, United States, and Israel. Strangers invaded us, backed, of course, by America and Israel, which caused some other countries, such as Turkey, to also interfere in our affairs. They want to dominate us, and they are responsible for the destruction and the ruin in Syria.
أنا الطالب محمد طه معتوق بمدرسة الست الأولى. أنا من فلسطين من صفد من تل أبلوزة. وفلسطين بتشتهر بالحمضيات مثل الليمون البرتقال وكرم الزيتون، وفي منطقة اسمها نابلس تشتهر بصناعة الصابون الغار.
تحب شيون ترجع لفلسطين؟
ايه بس لا يتحرر، وانا لو فيني بحرر فلسطين.
رجل اعطى بي ثم غدر، ورجل باع حرا فاكل ثمنه، ورجل استاجر اجيرا فاستوفى منه ولم يعطه اجرا. يلا نبدا شباب. اولا قال الله تعالى ثلاثة أنا خصم. ما معنى خصم؟ يلا
غالبا.
طيب شو يعني غالبا؟ يلا إذا حلف أو عاهد إنسان الله عز وجل فهل يجوز أن ننقض العهد مع الله؟
لا.
ليش؟ شغلوا لي يلا وين؟
هلا نحن قبل الأزمة كنا الحمد لله يعني عايشين، وإحنا لحد هلا الحمد لله.
Before the war we used to live our lives ordinarily. Thank God we still do. But before the war, the conditions for me and the students were better and easier. The educational process was in working order. Later, due to the unfavorable conditions, many of the students were deprived of education, and so they fell behind. Therefore, we're trying to repeat the previous courses as well as teaching the new ones.
والمنهج اللي عم ياخذوه هلا
على بيوت اجدادي اللي كانوا ساكنين فيها. نعمر فلسطين من اول وجديد ونخليها احلى بلد يعني.
هلا مين طلع اجدادك؟
العدو الصهيوني.
ليش؟
مشان يحتلوها وياخذوا القدس.
بدايه الاحداث اتذكر بدايه الاحداث كانت عام 2011 تقريبا نهايتها.
I remember well in the early 2011-2012 school year. It was the beginning of some events and the conflict was developing very badly, having a negative mental impact on all the students.
We try to create a decent atmosphere, provide their lives with some color, and uplift their spirits. War had a negative effect on them, but we try our best to keep our spirits high, because lack of spirit would influence the students directly. God willing, we will prevail over these conditions and improve our lives.
Demonstrations took place when the schools were closed, and we saw some adults standing outside students of the 5th and 6th grades, spurring them on and encouraging them to demonstrate. People with takfiri, excommunicative ways of thinking, who would try to deviate the thoughts of the students, people known for their evil thoughts. Educational centers are the foundation of every society.
بيتنا، بيت العيلة اللي أبي أمي كبرونا فيه والمسلحين فخخونا إياه.
This was our home, where we grew up. Terrorist groups blew it up and destroyed it. As you see, they buried all our childhood under the debris. This house held a lot of memories for us. We were seven sisters and brothers, and with two of us being martyred, five have remained. All of our memories were in this home. I and Bassem were almost the same age. That is why I share so many memories with him. We will definitely rebuild our home at the end of the war, the five of us remaining, and we will have a lot of new memories in it, although a great grief will weigh upon our hearts. With the loss of Hussein, Bassem, and our father, our happiness will never be complete. But we will definitely renew our home, because we will have to continue living naturally for the sake of my nephews. Our family should live here just like before. We should continue our social life, though it would never resemble the past.
خالد يوم تطلع ظل خايفة عليك أنا قلبي عندك يعني دير بالك على حالك لا يعني يعني خليك حامي حالك وإن شاء الله ما بصير إلا الخير إن شاء الله الله يحميك يا ابني دير بالك اتغطى منيح من البرد دير بالك على حالك وإن شاء الله ما بصير عليك شيء الله يحميك أنت ورفقاتك يا رب
نيك يا أمي اللي كاتب والله راح يصير
الحمد لله
والحمد لله أنا حامي حالي وعرفان حالي وما في بالإيد إلا تدعي لي ودعواتك مستجابة أنت
إن شاء الله
ودعينا بس والحمد لله يعني شو ما راح يصير من الله
إن شاء الله الحمد لله مسلمين أمرنا لله
الحمد لله بس أنت دعينا بس دعواتك مستجابة لنا
الحمد لله
إيه ما في بالإيد غير هيك يعني الحمد لله فيعني إذا استشهدت يعني شهادة من الله تعرفي انت
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمد الله ونشكره اللي بيصير من الله احنا قبلانينه
الحمد لله بس ادعينا انت بس
الله يحميكم يا رب هيك وان شاء الله الله يهدي البال بسوريا ان شاء الله بترجع سوريا مثل ما كانت واحسن وروحوا التكفيريين عنينا ان شاء الله ان شاء الله الله بده يفرج علينا ان شاء الله باذن الله
ان شاء الله ان شاء الله لا تخاف عليه إن شاء الله ما بس إذا الله كاتب لي إنه استشهد يعني ما في باليد حيلة عرفت شلون والحمد لله يعني ودير بالك أنت
إن شاء الله
ودعينا
إن شاء الله
الحمد لله
روح علبة تاخذ شعر
خالد ليش بتضلي زعلانة علي وما خلي الله يحميه يا رب ليش بتضلي مهمومة وجهك مو طبيعي عليه على طول زعلانة وأكلها هم خالد الله يحميه يا رب هو داير باله على حاله بتضلني مشغولة يا سحر التصليلي يا آلاء التصليلي هو الحمد لله بخير طول مرب العالمين معه وإذا بدينه للشهادة بيكون الله هيك بده مثله مثل إخوانه مثل حسين مثل باسم يعني هيك الله بيكون رايد له بس أنت لا ضلي زعلانة وتعبانة ديري بالك على صحتك أنت معك مرض السكري عطول بتفكري عطول تفكري في بخالد وتفكري بنبيل الله حاميهن ادعيلن بس انت دعواتك مستجابة انت ضلي تدعيلن رب العالمين يكون حاميهن وان شاء الله بتهدى الامور بهالبلد وبنرجع مثل ما كنا
لو ترجع الايام وترجع اشراقة الصباح يوم كنا في المروج أطفالا نتبع السواق والفراشات، وبقينا هكذا نعدو ونعدو لا نكبر ونظل أطفالا مع الصباح والمساء مع الفصول والليالي، ولم نعرف ما خبأت لنا الأقدار. ليتنا بقينا في ضياء الفجر نلهو ومع الطيور نصحو ونسافر، وبقينا باسمين للشمس وللغروب والنجوم. أين كنت؟ هل إلى ذاك الزمان رجوع؟
مين؟
بابا.
وين؟
المدرسة.
المدرسة؟
تفضل.
طلع. يجب أن نحمله للدفاع عن الوطن هو سلاح العلم والمعرفة، فبالعلم والمعرفة يرقى المجتمع ويرقى الوطن. فعلينا أن نرفع راية العلم، وذلك من خلال الاجتهاد والمثابرة والالتزام. بالعلم يحيى الإنسان، وكرامة الإنسان من كرامة الوطن. إن الوطن يوحد الشعوب، فليحيى وطننا عزيزا غاليا، ودمتم ودام الوطن، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
This school is Chief Haydar's school, a school the principal of which did not allow its students to be influenced by the conflict going on outside of it. He would take the students to the school regularly and make them attend their classes. He never closed the school.
بالحقيقة فصل الشتاء هو كل الفصول جميلة، ولكن فصل الشتاء أجملها لدي.
Seasons are all beautiful, but I consider winter to be the most beautiful season. Unfortunately, I have lost the notebook in which I had written my winter poems. That friend that I seem to miss all the time and I wish to meet its warmth. It's a warmth that reminds me of my grandmother.
يذكرني بجدتي عندما كانت جدتي تحبني كثيرا رحمها الله من بين.
My grandmother, God bless her, loved me in a special way. I used to go to her room, which was full of love and affection. And I would sit by the heater and hear her tell stories about Palestine, and I would listen amorously to those stories.
حكايات من مرت معها في فلسطين. نعم. وكنت أتعشق هذا الكلام وأتعلق بها كثيرا. نعم. فهي كانت تطعمني بعض الأكلات.
She would prepare for me some traditional Palestinian food. In winter, we would go to the oats mill, and she would make some kabeh for me. Yeah, that is how winter was for me, and it had an extraordinary spiritual influence on me.
هذه نعم، وتقوم بصناعتها وطبخها وتعطيني من كل الأنواع. فهنا الشتاء كان له هكذا يعني تأثير جميل وفي نفسي. نعم.
أنا فتاة عربية أصلي فلسطينية، عيوني سودة تعجبكن، والله ما بسامحكن،
والله ما بسامحكن، غير تجيبوا لي هدية دبابة بلدية.
وطننا غالي غالي، ما بنبيعه بمصاري، منتصرين منتصرين على أمريكا وإسرائيل.
مين هذول الأواعي يا
هذول لخالي خالد يا ماما رايح على المهمة اليوم والله يوصلنا.
أطول معك؟
إيه طويل. بتحبي لخالو خالد؟
إيه.
تحبي كتير كتير؟ ها ماما؟ قولي الله يحمي يا رب تكون معه. الله يرحم خالو خالو حسين وخالو باسم وبابا. قولي الله يرحم خالو.
الله يرحم خالو حسين وخالو باسم وبابا.
ويا رب نخلص يا الله من هالشغلة. الله يحمي يا رب. يلا أمي مشان تغطيها تعطيها لخالو خالد.
They destroyed our homes. Although I am a refugee, I consider here to be my home, and I will remain faithful to the last drop of my blood and to my last breath to the cause of the resistance and jihad. And I will build a home here and in Palestine. Therefore, I should join the cause of the resistance to the last drop of my blood and to my last breath.
Oh, winter, why are you so late, whereas you would be on in previous years? And you used to bring us gifts, and you used to hug us fervently. You would find our village in the heavens, and you would overwhelm us with an indescribable joy. Why are you so late, O winter? We love the way you blame us. We love your smile and your joyfulness. We love your storms and your anger. So why are you so late, O winter?
فلماذا تأخرت عنا أيها الشتاء؟